After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
If she respond to this DM, boy, you fucked up.
Hey.
She took your pictures off her gram, now I'm a broke up.
That's my track,
girl. She love you, then she talk you, boy, that's fucked up.
You got room?
This your track?
It's the remix, and you know what's up.
What's it been like today, though?
It goes down in the field.
Because you was burning on Instagram today.
Yo, y'all started some mess.
On fire. What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Destiny Jane here in studio with 11 Hip Hop New York AfterBuzz TV After Show. Mm-hmm. I'm joined in studio by my favorite peoples. We got Miss Courtney Stewart.
What up, y'all?
Oh, can we get your mic check? 1, 2, 1, 2.
What up, y'all?
There you go.
I promise we paid the bills.
She's good. You good?
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl Trinae. Hey.
She trying to get a man out there. Yeah.
Company, right? She's trying
she
to get a man.
One. She wearing fine. A ring, honey.
Listen, you get a second one. This is an extra bit.
It's an actress thing. That's trying to try to be available.
Oh, this shit, I'm trying to be real available.
It's 2016. She's trying to get her bills paid. She got one for the DM.
First of all, who was MCM today? You. So you trying to get your bills paid.
Hey, step on I'm more vertical. It's Man Crush Monday. If you guys haven't yet, check out. He got new headshots. Shots, ladies.
He did, y'all.
Snap it.
He can be professional.
That.
He could be sporty. He could be the daddy.
When I first looked at that headshot,
he works
I was
well
like,
with white kids
it
too.
Reads
yes.
to me.
What?
It reads to me. Serving bitches or
what?
I got bitches.
Oh lord. Oh. First off, that's one that didn't
what
make
is
the
happening?
I got a bunch coming, but that
can you
that
tell
didn't
us one of your craziest DM stories?
Yeah. No. I can't.
Oh, you're rude. Don't be like that.
That's
to the
on AfterBuzz
really
After Hours.
Why are you gonna play it like that? You know you want to hear the story. I want to hear the story.
No, so. I don't. Nobody DMs me. That never happens.
Well, ladies, let's change that tonight.
Send him some
pussy. Don't even know how to work his DM.
I don't.
All right. Anyways,
I
let's
can work
talk
with
about
D,
it.
But not the DM. Y'all just make sure that's clear.
But
clarity.
Can't. Can't.
Speaking of the D or a lack thereof, Gwinning Fest. We got that fight last week. Miss Bianca won with the damn
whatever
fiance performance. Fake ass Bianca.
I can't, but
looked like a fucking haunted house. Like
we all
like
agreed,
waiting
though.
To ride for Space Mountain.
Hey, man. She had a whole dance
but
routine and
knew.
They had costumes.
That's what I'm saying. She had the most complete.
She put a show.
Show.
It looked like Bring It.
It was a ready record.
TV show.
She's like, I spit hot fire.
I spit hot fire.
She's
so
like,
New York,
she
though.
Was a dancing doll.
I would have thought she was the closest to having a video, but obviously.
She actually has a nice video.
She does?
Video.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You better than BBOD?
Heard You.
I heard you.
I think I played the song here.
I heard you.
Anyways, let's talk about it. So Cardi meets up with Mariah and Miss Bianca. Both Bianca's in the studio recording with Amadeus.
Hey.
Amadeus.
Amadeus.
Amadeus. I'm going to say y'all too young to know about that.
Amadeus.
And you know, the one thing about studio is you always got to bring the hoes, got to have the hoes for the atmosphere. So, you know, she invited the hoes over.
Cardi.
Yeah. How else are the producers going to give you extra beats?
Yes. Exactly. Every time you go go to some the studio. Get, always the host.
Someone gotta get paid.
Somehow.
Somehow. Somewhere. Somehow. Cardi says Bianca stole her hairstyle again.
Again.
Which is interesting because I thought they were friends, but then when I did the interview with her and I asked about Bianca, she was like, I mean, she cool.
And then you notice when she was with her sister, she's
really
like,
cool. Y'all the only ones that's real out here.
That was probably the only real moment in the whole episode.
She ain't really cool with any of them.
No.
Yeah,
you can kind of tell.
Like me, Cardi B's confused why BBOD acting like a bunch of punks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, eyelash flutter.
Bleeling.
All right, so Cardi's working on her music and some projects, but, you know, she's hesitant on signing the marriage proposal.
Thank God.
Yeah, but the reasoning
moment of clarity, honey. Thank
girl, clarity for what? She's talking about the damn stripper pole calling her name.
I mean,
she said, I just missed getting smacked with damn motherfucking $5,000 on my ass. That ain't nothing.
Cash.
You know what I mean? A wedding ring ain't gonna secure me cash. Like $5,000 smacking across my ass, and I feel you, girl.
She like,
but
I like seeing the money fly from the sky.
I wonder about these dudes that find a girl knowing that she's a stripper, and then they want to
change
them into this housewife.
I mean, but listening to too much
change. I don't know about that.
You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. She said she having stripper withdrawals.
Stripper withdrawals. But that makes sense, right? Because, you know, it's an addiction. Like, the cash.
Like
Sean, it's easy cash.
Yeah,
it's high
adrenaline.
Energy. Yeah.
She's
Willie
always.
Zach. What was her name?
Shayna?
She had stripper withdrawals, too.
She had stripper. Well, that wasn't really withdrawals. That was, I need some damn money, and I need it quick.
And you know what I mean? Like, I just missed that my pussy rubbing against the motherfucking pole. There ain't nothing like that. You know?
The
smell of chlorine and vodka, like, there ain't nothing
like
that.
It was so bad.
The audacity of a man in prison to say, hey, you need to change your life. Nigga, you in prison.
Right, like,
it makes perfect sense, because he don't know when he gonna get the call, and she need to be waiting by the phone
the
every time.
Like Lord.
Maybe he changed religions in
prison.
They always do, right?
You know?
He got a prison
he done found
been, so,
somebody.
You know, he trying to secure the fact that she could be a wife. He needs
he
a wife.
He feel like a man when he
yeah,
come out.
Yeah, exactly. So.
He's on his mind. She said, I like money thrown at me.
Yo, and then Mariah is over. That is
that's real.
That's saying something.
I'm just
real.
Saying, y'all, go watch the interview I did with Cardi, because there's a moment where she just kind of like leaves the question that I asked and starts talking about red bottoms, but, and then a motherfucker beating your ass, and I'm like, wait, what are we talking about here?
Yo,
it's personal.
Low key, I feel like, you know,
we need
a
real
girl,
person.
We can shut the camera off.
There's a certain portion. I feel like, you know, we think
it's
about
okay.
girls being abused or being in an unfortunate situation, but there's a certain part of them that love that whole life.
Okay.
It's weird.
Because the other shit
something.
Has been beaten
yeah.
out of them.
Yeah. Right.
So there are hotlines for you guys out there if you need one. I'm not, bitch, I've called a hotline before.
Okay.
You called a hotline.
I mean, I was like young Blink. And little yeah. for a whole nother reason.
Prank
but,
calling?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Girl said,
but, you know,
see, Jesse don't
want to
go into his deep story. Y'all don't
want to
tell us.
Oh, okay.
But Steph,
no. What's a funny story, bitch? I was depressed and gay, and I couldn't tell no one about. So I called motherfucking hotline.
Well, did you actually like talk to somebody and like get
yeah, but they
it?
Really weren't supposed
it
to have the conversation
good.
That I needed, because it was a suicide hotline. I wasn't really trying to kill myself. I was just like, I need to talk to someone about me being gay. So that's why Jesse Jane working on the charity y'all for all y'all motherfuckers that need a motherfucking somebody to talk to. Wait, you young boy.
Open up.
We moving on from that. Mariah Lynn opened up a little
I support
deeper.
That. Just
yeah,
so you
real
know.
Deep.
No, we're going to talk about this weekend. So Mariah Lynn, she went a little bit deeper. She talked about she worried because her mom about to pop out with this baby. And I'm just
I
sitting
can't.
Here like, I can just see Charlize Theron and what's Chloe the bitch from Carrie. I could see them doing like a Monster Part 2, like
oh
based
goodness.
Off
Chloe
of this situation.
Legs open.
That Chloe, what's her name? Song?
Oh,
that
Chloe 7.
Playing,
yeah.
The Carrie bitch.
Yeah, gotcha. Monster was tough to watch for a little bit.
Like,
there's a couple scenes in there I was like, this is hard.
Imagine Charlize Theron playing
Mariah's mom.
Carrie's mom.
Mariah, no Carrie.
And that Chloe girl playing Mariah.
She cleans up so well, though. Oscars, shout
hey,
out last
yeah,
night.
She
was banging last
Hot
night.
Hot red.
Although we know she's been run through by all of Hollywood. So go
wow.
ahead.
Wow. Wow.
You were saying about
that. Well, for what?
And you haven't?
Speaking of running through, Cardi met up
shots
with her sister.
Shots fired from across the table.
Stop slut shaming. Anyway.
Slut shaming.
Cardi B, what were we talking about? I don't even know.
Cardi B and her sister, Hennessy.
Hennessy.
Oh, Lord.
And her cousin, or her best friend that was like... Mm-hmm, girl. You have Smirnoff.
So self came. Cardi's mad at self. Why it take 5 months for you to hear my song, but you work with Mariah Lynn?
Legit question.
Yeah.
What are you confused about?
Because, I mean, he said the last time, like, you don't bring me your thumb drive or whatever. And she was like, what, not thumb drive? Like, why don't you just put the song on a thumb drive? I don't understand what the big deal is.
Yeah, that's not really difficult.
And then
he's
supposed to listen to it. So, I mean,
I think he's giving it a runaround, though. He can do more. You know what I'm saying?
But what is he supposed to do?
But is this like a Cynthia Kenya Moore thing?
She has the brain not of just a peanut, okay? Because she can count all them dollars all day, every day. And she can put a rap song together. If she can do that, she in the studio with a producer.
Kids in the projects can count money.
But she in the studio with somebody who running the damn board, tell them to put a thing in and give it to sell. All she got to do is deliver it.
Bitch, I'm just like, if you friends and you out here like drinking, and share with him, be like,
listen to my shit.
Right. What's the problem?
Damn,
the reason
text
why
it.
He don't want her to be an artist is because she not sucking and fucking him no more. You know,
beep, beep, beep it.
You know,
you
how
just
it
don't
is.
Want her to be great, man.
It's
she
like,
great.
She not giving me nothing, then she can't.
Yeah, but
I
he put the other chicks on. They ain't giving him nothing.
Yeah, I don't buy that. I think
he ain't running through BBOD.
First
like,
of all,
who wants
well,
to?
Yeah.
First of all,
first of all, he like just I'm gonna do this one pro bono. Y'all can
he's like,
first
whatever.
Of all,
no,
they,
he's like, no, you're connected to Tretch. Okay, fine.
He done lost Yorma. He needs something.
They put their mouth on his dick and had bad breath.
Losing Yorma is not a loss.
You know, Mariah Lynn definitely gave a hand job. At least.
At minimum. That's entry.
I'm right. The lazy boy. She's
she might get a little blow here or there. Like,
I'm mad that she made his penis
mad
that
like
big.
I'm mad getting beat up on the thing. Like, what's... Ow, those ew. Are balls.
Cheese whiz penis, I can't.
Your man, there's no
beating
sensitivity
the
there.
Cardi says you're selling your soul. You put BBOD on the... but for real, you really played Tata La Delicious.
That was a mess.
Yeah,
agreed.
That was a terrible song.
That was a terrible, terrible situation.
But why is she screaming the whole time?
Because she's mad.
She's super
her
emotional. Like,
hurt.
Yeah,
her
I know, but golly.
She thought they were friends.
Then she's like, I don't want to beat you up in front of all these white people.
I love that.
She's going to take off on it?
She was serious. She was going to hit
damn.
Him.
It's not worth it.
But she walked away. She didn't want to go to jail.
Nice
she
red shoes on.
I love selfie.
And she had her cute little white jumpsuit on. I was like, yeah, cool.
It's cute. I like that self always tries to make himself like self makes himself. Like this innocent man. He's like, what? I'm the messenger.
I hate that he's like snickering all the time.
Hey, listen, I didn't sleep with both of them. I only slept with the one girl.
Right. He's like, oh, he'd be on the people's court or something.
Yeah. Like, please. Like I'm DJ no. Sal. I'm a puppy dog.
Judge
get
Judy
out of here.
Would tell him to shut the fuck up.
Beat it.
At first, when he walked into that little place, I didn't even realize that was him.
Yeah.
He did a double. He
like
did a double.
Is, like,
until he like
not looked. That like Peter Gunn's out here looking celebrity status or anything, but like when self come on the screen, it just be like, I just think of that reclining chair.
Like another dude,
no,
that nasty brown chair.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, Cardi B said, "I did this myself. I came from stripping to here."
Yeah, I'm like, where's he at the bar? Like,
hey,
the bar.
She's in the bar, but she is on TV.
She does have a million followers.
3.3. No, I'm just kidding. Not 3.3.
1.2.
She got up. She up there.
You got
some. She got some worth. You
she
talking about her worth?
So you know.
Oh, Cardi B girl.
Get up on
no,
there.
She ain't because she. When I sat with her, she said, "I don't feel like a boss bitch because I ain't even earned $1 million yet.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I be
well,
telling
she not
these bitches?"
She got 2.4 million followers on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
So she up
nice.
There.
So she has gone from stripping to somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Because
oh.
she probably getting sponsors
oh,
and
for
all
sure.
that. So.
Yeah.
Party time.
BBOD was shooting their video for Hell of a Night.
It was so good.
It was cool that it was directed by Uncle
Tretch.
That was the
that
coolest
was interesting.
Part of it. I gotta say though, Lexi looked
Lexi
really
looked really good.
Good.
And it's funny how now she's the front woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they just got OD over there on the side.
ODB.
ODB gone somewhere.
She was like
making noises.
And then she had the nerve to talk about B's brown wig, but her freaking pink
you
wig that
into
looked
the fuchsia
like.
Wig?
I like the fuchsia wig.
It looked like she
we're 3-1 on the fuchsia
not
wig.
Fresh.
It looks fresh.
She's so,
I appreciate
she's
the bob.
She's so chocolate
yeah.
that it popped a little bit.
Okay.
I thought
that
it was cool.
Wig was overdue.
I thought it was cool. I think they just kind of figured it out with BBOD, and they're letting Lexi take more of the lead. They're like, oh,
like,
we weren't good
maybe
when
people,
I tried to run
maybe
shit.
People will think Ashanti's starting a group, so let's just go with that.
Stop.
Let's go with that.
Stop.
All right, so she says that she didn't throw a restraining order on Bianca. I'm like, girl, that's public information, so we can just look that up. Didn't she bring the restraining order to it?
Well,
so.
She brought a copy of a paper. We don't know
for
certain.
We don't know what was on it. We didn't read
that's
it.
That's true. Could have been
we don't know
receipts.
For certain.
They're making fun of Mariah Carey and that she needs to Google her rap career.
You said Mariah Carey.
Mariah No Carey, sorry. And I'm like, first of all, she's not a singer, so why are we comparing her to Mariah Carey? Second of all, like, bitch, Google your rap career.
I meant to do that.
I've never.
They said, we can't have two managers, so it's either going to be Ra or Yandy.
But you can. You can have a manager for the group, and then you're a solo manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think they try to get some clarity. If we're going to work together, we need to be on the same page. Let's have one manager. I thought that was a good meeting for them. As
yeah,
a beginning,
that was a very productive
meeting for them.
Positive, yeah. Went smoothly.
And I appreciate, even though I'm not a big fan of what's her name,
Lexi
Mo. Not Lexi Mo. Mo. She did say, Ra is a walking contradiction.
Yeah,
you were hating on her from the beginning about her attitude and causing trouble, causing fights. You can't be in the streets looking crazy.
It's true.
Throwing bottles and stuff.
But,
you're a manager.
Yes,
you're not even an artist.
You're a manager. You were at work, girl.
But Mo be doing the same shit.
Well,
I know, but she yelled
saying.
At Mo.
Yeah. She was mad
and
at
didn't
Mo
want
and didn't
want
to work with her.
They're both hood rats.
No, I know, but Mo's saying this about Ra, but Mo is saying the same thing about herself.
But that's the point.
No, yeah, the point.
It's like you can't come for me when you're doing the same
thing. You've contradicted yourself.
The point is,
Ra,
Ra
Ali.
Silver bow tie.
The point is, it sucks.
That's
nobody
the
cares.
Real point.
Speaking of sucking, Peter showed up.
Wow.
With his fucking camouflage ass jacket, walking in like he's in a fucking Ice Cube movie. Like, I can't lie.
First
like
off, I just want
to. 1994.
I want to put out there that I think the stat is like
just watch Bad Boys,
80 to 85% of men who say that they're going to get a vasectomy don't actually follow through. It's like a super high number.
Dang.
Because they chicken out right at the last minute or somewhere along the lines.
I don't even believe
that it's going to happen. Is where I'm leading.
Well, I don't want him to get his tube ties. I want them to be burnt.
Burnt off.
I think his member just need to be set free from his body.
Lord.
I just can't with this whole situation.
Is that castration?
So.
What are we talking about here?
He needs to just
what was
let
that
it
bitch
go.
Back in the day when she chopped the dick off, threw it
Lorena Bobbitt, throw
Bobbitt.
That shit out the window. I'm surprised he hasn't found a chick
Amina
that's
Bobbitt.
Done that
right.
To him.
That's what I was going to say.
Because he is messy as hell.
He ain't had him no crazy one because it was
not
a crazy
a real
one.
Crazy.
He would have woke up with
his
ass.
No, these chicks,
they simple, but they ain't crazy.
We can say what we want about Peter. These chicks legit love the shit out of this
no,
dude.
They don't.
They'll lick his balls.
Yes,
no,
they do.
Same
what?
Time.
Obsession and infatuation is not love. That ain't love.
They like Tara. You hear Tara? Go ahead.
She's
we gonna leave there. We gonna get there.
She's obsessed.
She loves the shit out of Peter.
That is not love.
No, I think Amina loves Peter
like,
because they were friends before she saw how Peter was, and then she jumped into it. Tara, though, I think Tara is just
is missing a piece of her brain.
So, Peter walk in, all too excited while Tara figuring out the sex of the child. He's so excited because he's getting this vasectomy. Ooh. And I'm like, y'all don't think that this is suspicious that Peter is excited to be getting a vasectomy? He's basically saying, hey, bitches, I'm about to cheat on y'all motherfuckers all the time.
That's
you ain't never going to catch me.
No consequences.
That's really true. Like,
so
now you
gross.
Never know, because they ain't going to be no babies, no
right.
evidence.
I know, now we got to worry about gonorrhea. Like,
just dirty.
And maybe he should just get a sex change.
Syphilis.
Something for everyone.
Oh, Lord. Don't Caitlyn Jenner.
He would still be going for it.
Petra, stop it.
He did
what
say,
can I chew on?
He did say, look, I'm going to take responsibility and not have any more kids.
Yeah, and now Amina's mad at him, like...
Y'all are stupid for saying that at the same time.
Dog, no, shut up. We were talking about that.
She sounds like she's barking.
I just want to send a quick shout out to all of our audio listeners.
Sorry, we just killed y'all. My bad.
My bitch, that's what she be doing to
that's
my
what
motherfucking
she sound
ears
like.
Every motherfucking week.
Sorry about that. Y'all might need to turn it off. Turn it down.
Crazy thing about Peter is, in the middle of him taking responsibility, he's literally not telling his wife... But telling his
side
baby
piece.
Mama, like
as
critical information,
called,
like critical discussion that you have to have with your wife.
Yeah.
She's like a side piece.
You like you don't even decide that by yourself. You decide that with your wife.
Right. You have to talk with your wife.
A lot of, you know,
you talk to your side chick about like an important decision.
She's really his
side mama on the side.
And I need sister wife. Yeah.
She's giving a lot of side mamas.
She don't even get sister wife
side
status,
females.
Man.
A lot of
They've been boning for over if it's over 10 years, I think it becomes common law.
That but they ain't live together.
Yeah.
If he been living everywhere.
It does. Common law marriage.
All right.
That's why he be running around the streets. He's like, "Oh hell no."
You know what I would love to see is their parents come to the reunion because I really want to know where they're getting this like mentality from.
First
like,
off, you probably are not going to be able to find Peter's
Peter
dad.
Peter ain't got no daddy.
Peter looked like he was filming in The Land Before Time. Peter just all the wrinkles out.
Oh, God. Petrie. that's his new nickname, Petrie.
He does.
Tara.
Yes,
first of all, Tara, don't try to come for your man. Like talking about, look how little it is. Like his daddy, bitch. You be on that little ass
on
day,
it,
riding on an air on mattress it. On the sidewalk, wherever the hell you can take it and get it, you take it.
It's a $6 motel.
Air mattress. Man, you have no more.
None.
There's no dignity left.
None.
Tara.
None.
Just bone me on the air mattress or whatever. Just push
she
that over.
We'll do
no
it on morals.
You know when people make a pallet
or walls,
a pallet on the ground.
We ain't even gonna put a pallet shit. We just gonna put a throw blanket down now.
Throw blanket.
You don't even get a whole blanket. You'll get rug burn.
Yeah, yeah.
They probably didn't even blow up the air mattress. They just went to have
some coming out. He's like, oh, it's up high enough. Get on.
I hate that she told Yandy. I went there, saying it all like cool and sly.
Oh wait, no, because it was like
it seemed wild.
What did she say? You know, I'm not the only. Wait, what did she say? Oh, I just see my friend and a married man. And she said, I love him and I went there and you're a slut. Like, you're a
whore. I went there.
Like, congratulations.
You went there. The same shit you're jumping on Amina for. And Amina actually married him.
But you want to talk to other women about how to act?
How are you going to talk to your son being like, Mommy, how was I conceived? Well, when your father was married to Amina.
Aunt Amina.
Well, honey, stepmom, I was grinding on them cakes while she was
no Mimi. They would call her Mimi. You know how they've been giving her
mama and non-existent cousin next door. I was catching the motherfucking ticket down to Peter's fucking pipes.
But this really does go on, you know, a lot in communities. And shout out to Mona for really, you know, bringing it to light.
I mean, it does.
You know?
But my thing is, Tara trying to throw this on other shit. Like, I'm not the only woman going through. Then fucking talk about it from a real standpoint, bitch. Don't be out here like. I went there.
So maybe
that's
she
what
should.
I didn't like. I mean, don't be celebrating. Don't pat yourself on the back.
But she feels good about it.
Wild.
Maybe should we be mad that she feels good about it?
No, look, you know what?
If that's all that she can get to make her feel good at this point,
I'm going to play devil's advocate
on it. I don't think it really is making her feel
good. There's certain girls that say, girl, I got me some. You know,
and you left it alone.
And you're like, oh, okay, I feel you. You ain't been doing it. You know,
you're
used to Peter. It's been a minute. You got you some.
You don't want strange
but
pee-pees.
Not got you some sperm.
Yeah.
You don't got you some semen?
Well,
she's 8.5 months pregnant.
You know, maybe she was thinking, like, you know, my kids, I got one more chance to get a girl.
No, deep down inside, she wanted to have that baby.
Yo,
she wanted
Peter a girl. Peter should have been born BC, because this motherfucker could have been Noah the way he reproduces. This bitch would be out here.
And maybe she should throw a support group for women that
And where are her friends? 8.5 months
she
pregnant? She ain't talked to
any.
Nobody?
Everybody.
She's too busy fucking taking care of the damn kids.
Kids and following Peter
and raising
around.
More? What is... Tie your tubes. Mm. How about that?
Tara says she's emotionally ready to not be with him and have the kid. She said, I'm not the only woman going through this. I love myself more than to stay in this half-assed relationship. Congratulations, bitch. Like, I'll see it when I believe it.
But
let
me
not see you on Love & Hip Hop next season.
And then
she has to be on Love & Hip Hop next season.
She
needs a check.
No, she. There are many places.
Peter is not paying child support.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, and he's like, you're looking for your happily ever after. She is because, like, I feel like she's having this baby and she's, like, probably hoping that Peter will
come
home
to because of the girl.
And bring a welcome mat.
Wait, so, did I already talk about this with y'all? About Tanisha Thomas coming out and talking about how Amina and Peter are only married for a green card? Oh, not Tanisha Thomas. Natalie Nunn came out and said that.
Oh.
And that she knew that tea from, like, years ago.
I mean, they only marry. People do it.
Interesting. I mean, exactly.
But I'm so confused, Tara. I know you're gonna move on from her, but she said something like, "I want all or nothing." Like, that's what you say to a dude that's single. To a single man.
That's what you say to somebody who has something. There is no all. There in Peter, other than sperm, and you've had all of that. So why do you need more? Like, he ain't got nothing to give. He don't know how to love. He don't even know what love is.
He's not even available, though. You're talking.
He is available.
He's
available to do what he does.
Mentally, he is not available. Emotionally, he is not available.
And by law, but she obviously unavailable. He's a married man.
She obviously doesn't need any of that.
I mean, clearly,
she has no need for it. Her version of available is her version of available.
Is the beat down on the pallet?
Beat down on the pallet. Come home occasionally with dirty feet.
It go down.
On that throw blanket, girl.
Well, let's talk about our only saviors on the show, Remy and Papoose. We're picking out linens.
For the wedding.
I love that Papoose doesn't like Raw being around because she's a bad influence.
Yeah.
And we all see it.
And that he peeps it.
So Remy met up with Raw. She was going ring shopping.
She was all looking at her ring like a proud mom.
Which is nice.
I'm just like, there's a certain age, ladies and gentlemen, where you shouldn't open up with, my thing is like, we've had Instagram beef for a long time.
What are you doing?
So you threw a bottle at someone in the fucking club?
Because they made a comment under your picture?
Like, I can't.
Oh, she's obviously insecure.
No, but she's, you can't manage somebody. So being a manager means that you kind of are the adult, right? You're like the parent.
You know how to self-manage yourself and someone else.
Like, you could overflow your responsible life onto someone else. You are. It just doesn't work for Ra. You can't be throwing bottles and still popping off about Instagram and Twitter.
And obviously her weave with another grown woman either, because she had a hat on this whole episode.
Wait, who what?
Her weave probably wasn't working
she
for her.
And probably didn't come in.
She had, you know.
She didn't get the new tracks.
I don't know nothing about that.
You know, people ain't got their weave right. They wear hats.
I mean,
I'm just going to throw that shade there.
Oh,
and I'm like,
okay. What's it called? I just think Raw has it out for Yandy. She says, you know, I'll put my personal feelings aside, but she can't come with that mess. So you're not putting your personal feelings aside.
Right.
Because even if she got loud in your face, putting your personal feelings aside would be like, girl, I'm not going to deal this with today. This.
I'm here for the wedding.
I'm here. It's about Remy.
I'm here for the wedding.
It's got to be not about you at some point.
Right.
She said stupid stuff like, my emotions over my
judgment.
My emotions took over my judgment. That's what kids say. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She was like, Remy's on like a peace mission because she's trying to be a grown up.
Yeah.
Like, this is just regular stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I went to prison. Let's be cool.
And that you fighting next to me, I could end up arrested, which means I'm going back to jail.
Right.
And you're not.
That's selfish.
Exactly. You're not. And you're my friend.
And I appreciate Yandy even saying, look, if I had beef with a girl around you, I would have pulled you aside and been like, yo.
I'm going to wash you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I respect you. I don't want nothing to happen to you. If you got to bounce, this is what's happening.
I appreciate it even more that Yandy was like, bitch, ain't nobody thinking about you.
At all.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
When I bring my friends, I'm not thinking like, oh, wait, is Ra going to be worried that I brought
That's
Sarah?
Beautiful.
No, bitch. That ain't nobody thinking about you.
Well said, Yandy.
That was great.
Thank you.
Nobody. And obviously, because Ra is only sitting on $600,000 and Yandy's only is sitting on $15 million, so she obviously ain't worried about you.
I mean, my thing
Mendices
is
had to pay the toll,
but
for
I don't know about
million.
All that because Yandy be saying some
they all
untruthful
stuff.
Things. Yandy talking about, I would never bring an issue to a situation. I didn't know. That's not me. Bitch, you're on Love and Hip Hop, girl.
Right.
Mona, your best friend.
Boom, boom, boom.
You're trying to keep them checks coming to your man. Get out of prison.
She's doing singing challenges. I don't know if you saw her on Instagram the other day singing. Oh, her baby on her hip.
Wait, Yandy was singing?
Yeah.
Oh.
It popped up my Can Explore page.
Was it good?
It was... Yeah, she's bored because she's been on Instagram tough now. That means
she ain't a man.
Locked.
Yeah,
she's trying to stay faithful,
and she's got to give him stuff to look at. She's like entertaining him in the box.
They can use Instagram.
He's like, "Are you funny?"
Remy, I miss my baby. His bachelorette party.
Like, double tap.
All right, Remy comes out with her red
cat suit.
Ensembled like again.
Cat
looking like
suit.
Someone's, yeah.
Lacy.
I didn't like the breast cut out. It looked like.
That was not cute.
Well, because it's just not. And I get Yandy for trying to make it like cute and sexy and all that. It's just not who Remy is. You know what I'm saying?
I think she said she know how to wear her.
So let her do it her way.
She did it her way.
Maybe black is her color. Red, oof. It made her look
with the red stockings.
Like a drag
the,
get it in your red.
I was into the red. It was just the way the onesie. Nipple thing was cut.
No,
I was looking at that.
We were equally not feeling it on this end of the table.
Well, it wasn't for y'all. It was for her bachelorette
auntie who finally was able to get out the house.
Who made the hood booger comment?
That was
Yandy.
Yandy called Raw a hood booger.
Yeah.
Hood booger. I ain't heard that one.
Yandy and Ra go out and talk. She says, "You know my beef." She said, "Girl, I don't think about you when I do things." Ra said, "You're trying to be relevant. Remy is not your friend. You're using her and my argument against me. Bitch, you're too old to be having this conversation. She can
insecure.
Be friends with whoever she wants. Right. She's here because you got into an argument and Remy decided to involve
Yandy, which is so funny that she doesn't even like recognize, like, you realize you just gave the reason why you was in the fight, so it's your fault that your friend went and asked this other woman to do something. Yandy didn't like introduce herself to the situation,
right.
Like,
right.
I want to be your friend and I want to plan your wedding. Like, yeah. How do you not realize that you're the problem?
She was like, because when we was in a fight, you thought that it was cool. You could be her
best friends.
If it wasn't for the fight, y'all would never be friends. Like, what?
Like, okay. Susie and Angelica sit
down.
Okay.
Like, what?
And if that's the case, then still, bitch, it's your
Sweet
fault.
Sweet Valley High. This is what are we talking about right now? This is like, y'all are in elementary school with this. Even this.
Yeah.
And I love that Yandy was like making it beneath school. Her, though.
Yeah.
She was
yeah.
like, come on, dude.
You know what? I respect your friendship with Remy. No, you don't, because we're having this conversation.
And her makeup was looking. She looked solid.
We agree to disagree. We're not going to agree.
We're not.
Yeah.
Okay.
What we're not going to agree, though, is Yandy, don't ever wear that fucking net.
She's going to keep wearing
dressing.
It all day, every day.
I mean, because
that's what she
found.
Because nobody said, yo, titties is getting smushed, and it's. Not
should,
cute.
Yeah, and the zipper in the front probably shouldn't wear that.
You're
you know
so
what? Actually,
cute.
This dress is ugly.
You're cute.
But Love and Hip Hop has been on so long. Why aren't there like clothing sponsors who are like just stepping
love
in?
And hip-hop.
We're gonna put you in
Men's
some
Warehouse,
hot.
Some
fresh.
Suits, and some cool. Oh.
I mean, Men's Warehouse was showed and displayed quite well at the family table
right,
at the end of the
right?
episode.
Right, it was.
Stop playing.
They were like.
She already had a suit one time, and this time she went with just a blazer look.
Pinstripe?
Little pinstripe?
Men's Warehouse.
Yes.
So Mendici's today got sentenced to 8 years. I don't know. We were trying to figure out if they were riding a bus.
Yeah, why were they on a shuttle? Maybe they were coming back from the airport.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
He said, every day I'll be with you until we die together.
And I said, no, he won't. Because he won't.
Not true.
You have to stay strong for the kids. And then he sets up a baby mama dinner. So we get to the
baby mama dinner.
And we see Judy, Mendici's mom, Erica, who is a Seam's mom.
Before you go into the baby mama dinner. So Yandy says, I don't know why they would push for 10 years.
Yes.
And I always hate when people, you know, I'm not saying that I want Mendici. I don't want anybody to go to prison. I wish everybody could be free. But
well, some people
I mean, you know, I wish you didn't commit this crime.
I wish all the drug dealers in the world were
just
open the
door.
Don't open the door. It's free at last.
I'm free.
It's free at last.
That's not what I mean. But he committed not like a crime. Like there's. Several
he
crimes
was conspiracy
over,
to traffic drugs from
right.
Southern New York
for multiple
up
years
to the Western New York over the course of like 12 years
when he was 15 to 27.
Not even because he's 37 now. They start investigating him when he was
and
27.
They never arrest you until they have years of background evidence that they're going to say, yeah, we got you. We've been watching you.
You weren't 16 years old playing around. Like, you was a grown man.
Right. So,
drug
Love and Hip Hop was just like a cover-up so that they wouldn't...
She's like, I don't know why they would push for 10 years. I thought he would get more.
I thought
more.
10 years was... exactly.
Yeah.
And the reason that's why he didn't go to trial, because he thought he could get up to 20 years on trial, so he pled out and got the less than 10 years. He got 8 years.
He got 8 years. And he, you know, like, sex for good behavior?
He snitched.
Maybe.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
He did roll over on somebody.
Ooh,
you know
honestly,
how it goes.
Well,
on.
They claim he and his brother both took the plea.
Yeah. Anytime you take the plea, you only get the plea.
snitch.
If you give him some.
Yeah. You give well, that might be why he can't talk about no details of it.
I watched first 48.
All right, so we get to the baby mama dinner, and we see Erica, Samantha, Judy. And DC starts to, I don't know what he was kind of, it looked like he was going to cry.
He was crying. He's going to miss his kids.
He wants his kids to see him in jail. Samantha's like, I don't feel like that's a good scenario. I don't want my kids going to prison. Judy brings up legitimate argument. Samantha.
That's fair.
That's legitimate.
Very Phaedra Parks.
But her kid is a teenager.
But here's why I agree with her, because Yandy want to get fucking with the Obama speech talking about, you know, he needs a positive black male role model. I'm like, well, your dad's going to jail. That's not really positive.
Never.
We can't teach him the things that Mendeecees can teach him.
Well, we don't want him to learn those things, first of all. Yeah. You can go to the Boys and Girls Club and find you a nice little mentor.
But at the same time, to take your dad out of your life at 14, 13 years old.
Yeah, like, that's a tough time.
Especially when you don't have to. Like, yes, it's going to be difficult, but I feel like he needs to at least see him and talk to him.
And it's not like Mendeecees' brother could be a role model.
No.
Well, he could always get a phone and they can FaceTime.
Yeah, and his kid's going to be over 21 when he gets out.
Nowadays, you can.
His kid's going to be a man.
My friend face in the tango and me out, girl. Running all types of
technologies.
See why they spending all our damn tax money on this bullshit talking about people in jail? No. Anyway,
bitch, I just seen one thing. They'd be getting drones to fly over the prisons and be dropping shit in there.
I mean, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how they get contraband in.
Mendeecees talking about, you know, I have to pay, you know, I just got to go and pay for the mistakes of, you know, my child, of my youth.
I mean, okay, your youth and young adulthood. Me youth. You're about to be 40.
My youth.
He's got really pretty teeth.
So, what's her name? Judy brings up Samantha's mistake.
What about your mistake? Came out of nowhere. Oh,
she hates her.
She cannot stand it.
But you know what it is, though? I feel for Judy because she is always on the defensive. She loves her some Mendeecee.
That's her baby.
Yeah. And as soon as she feel like any type of shade going towards him,
she goes.
She starts firing off at everybody.
That was an open conversation. Like, I'm worried about the kid going to see you. Like,
she's a Caribbean woman, though. That's how it is.
What about when your
baby did it? Baby, that was a 24-hour period. Shut up.
Like, how many years ago was that?
Situation.
And then what's her mom's name?
I don't even know.
I don't know.
Scarface.
It's about the kids. I'm tired. I'm tired. I ain't got a suit on tonight. Judy's a dumb bitch.
She looked like the dad from the dinosaurs cartoon for real.
She lost a lot of weight
She did lose some weight.
I'm ready to flex.
But she kept the cornrows though.
She did.
She had the AI cornrows from
very designed.
She had them Allen Iversons from 98. Allen I.
She had the little design.
Yeah, that's the AI from 98.
Oh my god, remember that?
Y'all are stupid.
Allen Iverson sneakers were my shit.
Yeah.
Allen Iverson.
Those are the only Reebok. Well, no, I had the
red and white striped one.
Yeah, they're red on the toe.
They're red and blue.
Yeah.
Who cares?
The jersey dress is my shit. The Allen, y'all know y'all.
I know. Everyone had that, yeah. Remember, Jersey dresses were the shit.
They were everything.
On that note, let's head into what predictions.
What's happening?
That was wild. Oh.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
I hate when dudes tell their wife, don't cry. She gonna cry. She's a female. This is an emotional moment.
Don't cry.
Don't cry. She's like, I gotta be strong. You ain't need to cry, girl.
He don't want to watch her cry. He don't want that to be his last picture of her face.
That's an issue for us as urban youth growing up. Everybody tells us we can't cry. I never cry.
Stefan, do you want to cry?
Can you cry for us right now?
You know, I can't do that. I never cry. But that's been ingrained.
Do you like to see your girl, like your girlfriend cry?
He's a commercial actor.
I don't know if you got a girlfriend or not, but do you like to see like your woman cry?
No, and I think that's the wrong thing. I think
you want to see your woman cry?
Yeah, I love when my woman cries. You know what I mean? Like, it makes me feel better as a man.
What you doing to these women, Stefan?
I feel like I can be there to support her when she crying, you know what I mean? So
I gave it real good if she cried.
I know that.
She shed that tear?
I think it's incorrect of me.
She shed that tear, my dick, y'all.
Okay, are we in production?
I can't even tell.
That went way far.
All right.
Y'all. I was thinking that was the aftermath, not the start of it. So, you know.
Papoose goes as a man to speak to, you know, the trouble in his
wife's
life.
The troublemaker.
Life.
I love him for that.
I love him.
Yeah. He's like, dude.
But what was that get up that Rob was wearing?
She had her do-rag
on. I'm telling you, her weave is looking crazy.
They were getting dressed for the wedding. She had just got her makeup done. She still had her hair tied up.
She had one of them.
She had a turban.
Little hats on. The 1920s.
Cleo turban.
Oh, it was the turban.
It was a turban.
Andre 3000 had that back in the day. Remember?
A raccoon. Shout out to Outkast.
I mean, we don't know what these bridesmaid dresses are looking like. That might just be part of the dread.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
People I like make interesting Papu decisions. Says,
listen, we got to get away from people that aren't about our focus and our agenda.
And the proof in her face where she was like, you need to get the hell away from her now.
Yeah.
Please.
She's trash.
I was visiting her, not you.
She's been my friend longer. She's been my friend before y'all was together. Shut up.
Girl.
You know what she told me when she was locked up? Remy sits down, talks to her sister. Sister talks about,
I was 16.
Sorry,
talking
girl.
About you hate me. And I was stupid.
She's like, I was a kid.
I'm excited.
I was kind of hurt.
For this, but it's probably going to be nothing but Cardi and the Creep Squad. I think that's going to be a funny scene.
Peter done found him another place to play some seed.
I bet he ain't got no vasectomy, though. I bet. Bet.
Is Amina pregnant right
bet
now?
Bet they won't show that on Love & Hip Hop.
Right.
Bet. Because he ain't going to get it.
He ain't going to get
My thing is, they show the women getting all their stuff done. So, yeah, I would love to see Peter going to the hospital, getting the surgery.
I think Amina had an abortion. Live
the most you can do is get a fucking vasectomy, and you know what? I want him to do that because
and they can do
as
that.
A man. This is what you. This is your karma, bitch. Teach these young kids what they can do. Fucking when they fuck up that much,
and they could record that and go through it. It's not like it's a gruesome, bloody thing.
No, right. They're gonna have a cape microscopic over. Thing. Snip. And they snip it, and it's
you
all
can
done.
Record him. They record women having babies all the time from the waist up.
I've been watching Full House. Cut it out.
Oh Lord. The new Full House?
Wow.
Fuller House?
Yeah, Fuller House.
Is it any good?
I mean, it's corny, but it's good.
It's corny. Like
super corny.
Makes me back. But the show was 90s. Corny. So all right, so, but I just can't wait for me to just slam it on Peter's chest.
I got another baby!
You killed yours, girl. Sorry. Like, walk away from this man.
Right. But wouldn't you be mad, though, if your husband went along and got a vasectomy? Like, just because you, I mean.
I would, girl, but I can't sit in that seat. Because I ain't never riding that bus. Because I would have been mad. How many fucking situations?
But let's
the short bus.
Obviously, she thinks Peter is the only man on the Earth planet. So she obviously feels like this is ruining her chances of procreating.
Then she's a blithering.
Yeah,
idiot.
That's all I'm saying. Like, bye.
You're beautiful. You're talented. You got one kid.
Then you know that you're probably
and the baby. I haven't seen the baby. So if she wants to make a
the baby
cute
on Instagram,
go get you a model.
Go,
bitch. Let's tell
you can find a dick on any corner. You can find a dick anywhere you go, girl. It does not need to be Peter's.
Can you more find some dick at the gym, girl? Come on.
You can. All you got to do is lick your lips a little bit, and somebody like you want some.
Go to Germany. There's some fine foreign men.
Beautiful men in Germany.
Look at Boris Kujo. He's German and he's fine.
He mixed up.
He's fine, right?
He's married. He's married.
But I'm saying
she's mixed. Why she can't have a mixed dude too?
Peter is from the slums of the slums, and she over here.
First of all, just Peter's. We need to be done.
Just move.
Extinct
on from Peter.
Jurassic Park.
The most disturbing part about her crying and pleading is the fact that he made you get an abortion because he did not want to have a child with you, and we all know
he didn't make her have an abortion. She chose to do
she
that.
She chose an abortion,
but I mean, it wasn't like he was there
because she didn't tell him
helping her or coaching.
She went by herself.
She went
She went alone, but she did tell him
after the fact.
Yeah, he texted.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Go.
I think it's all lies.
I don't think so. If we look back, I think he said to her, I can't have another baby or something like that. He said something to her that made her feel like she... I distinctly remember...
Well, he didn't
remember.
Say because he didn't say... He said to Tara, like, oh, she's going to think that I wanted her to get rid of the baby because you were already
right,
pregnant.
Right, because he told her.
That's true.
He did tell her.
His reaction when she did say she was pregnant, he's like...
I can't have
another
baby.
He wasn't even happy. He didn't jump
but
for joy.
Out of his mouth, he said, I can't have another kid. So now Tara has a baby. She's crying and pleading. She fresh off an abortion, and we know that she got pregnant. So her plead was merely to get knocked up again.
I can't. Like,
like it's the craziest, most disturbing cycle that we're watching.
Y'all need to go on family therapy with Dr. Jen.
That would
get off
be
loving
honestly
hip-hop.
Quite interesting.
No, I'd need somebody watch tougher
that,
than that.
You know what I mean?
I'd watch it.
Pull like a Kim Fields, like just hop the show, get on something totally different.
Yeah, therapy, let's get a new Dr. show Jen. For you guys.
Anyways, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Now they said we ain't gonna do all that. But anyways, you guys can hit me up over at DJ Jesse J. Also, check out my new site, jessiejenny.com.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, hey,
hey,
check
I love
it.
It. I'm proud of it. Y'all
it's
go
so
check it
good.
Out.
It's so good. It's so great. Oh, hi. Find me at Stuart Starlet everywhere.
Hey, what's up, you guys? You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at your girl Trinae. What's good?
Trying to get them followers up.
Yeah, yeah. And also, don't forget about our sister site, Black Hollywood Live.
Hey, hey, hey.
You can find me everywhere as well.
Literally
yes,
on
you
TV.
Can,
just
y'all.
Turn it on, motherfucker. Man.
Everywhere.
At I am Stefan, because that's my real name. And it's spelled with an E at the end. So
looking for a wife, y'all. Looking for a wife.
You got a couple more hours if you want to send that man
send
crush
that
Monday.
Send that man crush Monday for
hey
him.
Hey guys, remember you got a couple more hours here if you want to hang him up with that stuff on Wallace's man crush Monday. We want to thank you guys for tuning in here at AfterBuzz TV, and till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.